Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in virtual company of director Ingvild Sveflik and actress Christine Thorpe for Ninja Baby screening at the 71st Berlinale in the Generation section. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with me and with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Ingvild, first of all, how would you describe and define Ninja Baby? Because I felt it like a journey through, let's say, the nuances of being a woman that are often explored very poorly.
Well, I'm happy you say that, because that was one of our goals with the movie, to show some diversity in female character in movies, and also show... We wanted to make a movie about how you fuck up and go and trip in life, and then how to get up on your feet and manage to move on. But in that, that's the story is about this young woman becoming pregnant and realizing it far too late to take an abortion, and she has to handle this. And this, she doesn't know who the father is in the beginning, and she definitely never, ever wanted to be a mother. It was not on her wish list. And so it's about her handling that situation, but also portraying a young female who are more alike what we see around us as female, not being that glossy picture of how a female should be, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. I totally agree, and we'll get deeper into that. But I wanted to know from Christine how she would describe her character and how was going through this process with Raquel.
Well, Raquel is in her beginning of her 20s, and she's... She doesn't know what she wants in life, and she doesn't know how to get there, and she doesn't really dare to either. So she's really like whimsical and trying to figure out how to live her life and trying to figure out who she is. I mean, the whole process of creating Raquel was really, really interesting and fun because I think she is really a lovely person, and I really I came to love her very much, and I was really sad when I was done filming, because then I had to part from Raquel. So yeah, it was the whole process of making this movie was a great experience and really fun. We laughed a lot and had so much fun with playing around the script and playing with the characters, and yeah, it felt great.
What we were working on with this character was to make a tough young female that also is very vulnerable. So having that dynamic was very important to us.
And what I really found refreshing in this film, and so well depicted, especially with the help and contribution of, you know, the animation, is that it explains very well and clearly how we all, especially women, have to confront ourselves with an enormous amount of stereotypes regarding how we should feel, especially in certain situations. I mean, pregnancy, also from my point of view, was a unique experience. Still, I found myself in some having some feelings that technically I felt I wasn't allowed to tell people, because it's not what the other women told me that I should feel in that moment. So that was explained perfectly in the film, and that was very refreshing for me. So I wanted to know how you worked on that, and that was one of the reasons you made this film.
Yes, I'm so happy that you in Italy can see that. That really, we don't know if this speaks to others than Scandinavians, you know, but it really, I've had, when I came up with the idea for this film, I really wanted one, to mix animation and live action. And number two, I wanted to go, I'd been pregnant twice myself and very wanted pregnancies. But all that ambivalence that you have and that craziness that you get when a person is growing inside you, which is just magic in itself, but also the feeling of not being good enough, that the motherhood is not something that you see around you and you think, oh, it's going to come so natural, but it doesn't come natural to everyone. And also the doubts that you have, and you have those doubts all along, even now, my girls are older now, but I still, you know, you doubt that you're good enough, you doubt that you do the right thing, and you, all that ambivalence. I really wanted this movie to express that, but for a young, with the main character that was younger, of course, but I hope that it come across as something that also feels relevant for people who have not been in exactly that situation, but similar situation, or are thinking about it and are afraid of becoming pregnant. You know, there are so many thoughts and so many things that are not black and white, but it's just a feeling of something, you know. So
do you both think, I want to know Christine's point of view, but also obviously Ingvild's, do you think that this film is also a coming of age? I mean, Raquel having a baby, she's like finally growing up, or at least confronting herself what she wants to be in life.
Yeah, I feel that it's a coming of age film in a way that Raquel in the beginning of the film is really uncertain of herself and how she is and how she's going to live her life, and uncertain of her opinions about how she will live her life, and that throughout the film she learns how to stand up for her own opinions, or maybe not learns how to do it, but dares to stick with her vogue, her
choice. Her choice.
Yeah.
And speaking about choices, I mean, another thing that I liked is that, you know, in this moment in time where finally women are, gaining their right to say and to admit that sometimes they don't want to be mothers. I mean, I found refreshing that here, you're also exploring that with the truth and sincerity. I mean, it's not something that one should be ashamed of, but it's something that it's a very difficult thing to understand because of all the things we said previously, because of all the stereotypes and cultural conditions telling us what we should feel all the time.
Yeah, and it's very important for us to, because there was many things that we were discussing that we wanted to put in the movie of that, you know, what you were talking about, but also the male characters, how we wanted the male characters also, you know, Dick Jesus is a stereotyped male character in the beginning, but it's the female characters that put that stereotype on him. And, you know, it turns out to change because we have, even though when you talk about women not wanting to become mothers, we also see men. We need to create a society where also men are allowed to see, I want to become a father, and that's my main goal, and I really want to take care of the child. Because now I think a lot of men really want to stay with their child, but it's not really, you know, looked upon as a proper way. So we need to broaden the way we can act, both as women and men, and really think about it. Is it, what kind of society do we want to live in? And also we wanted to raise questions because in Norway the birth rate is higher. No, the women getting pregnant later and later. So having a character that's in her most fertile age, this is when your body should give birth. Yeah. But but really making it what a shock it is for her. Because even me, when I was 23, a long time ago, if I got pregnant when I was 23, it would be a disaster, you know. I would feel like my world would end, because it was not there. Even though that was when I was at my most fertile, you know. So also seeing that we want to stretch our youth, and what Christina is talking about, the playfulness, and that you go out, and if you want to have sex, you have sex. We wanted to create this character that, you know, she has a sexual drive, like all of my female friends have that. It's just not put it's not displayed very often. And so we wanted to raise this question, not giving an answer, but just like saying, is there something about what the society kind of, you think you're expected? Rakel also works on her own expectations of what you should feel as a mother, you know, being that dialogue between her and the ninja baby, and trying to show how difficult it is to navigate as a young woman.
What came first, like the idea of the film, or the interest into Inga Sather animation? And for Christine, I was like working on that, having to interact in a way with this animation world, let's say.
But I can very short, I can explain, because it's how the idea, because it's very often it's kind of difficult to explain how the first idea came. But I at this particular film, I really wanted to explore animation and mix it with live action. And I wanted to explore, the feeling of being pregnant and make something fun out of that, fun out of the very serious feelings that you have. And I remember this book because the idea came, and then this book I read a few years earlier, it was several years earlier. And then I knew Inga, I knew she was an animator, and I knew her cartoons about the Grubby Girls, which I really, really spoke to me. And we contacted her, and we had to test you need to be on the same page. So we had a meeting and we realized, okay, we want to do the same. And it's not an adaptation from this graphic novel. It's loosely based, but it's also loosely based on many other things that we worked on. And then, you know, we worked on that, and then we got help from Johan Fasting, who was a script writer. And so it was a very nice process, but it's hard to say exactly, you know, but it's loosely based, and then we have worked on it. And I know, Christina, you have told me you read before your first casting, you read the book, and you can say what you thought about it.
I just remember being called by the casting agent, telling me like really briefly about the film, and I thought it sounded hilarious and really like an important film to make. So I just ran to the library, got the comic, and I mean, I was just, I really, really loved it. And I laughed so hard reading it, because Inga is so funny and her mind is like genius, I think. I got really, really eager to get the part, and I was really, really hoping to get it. And extremely happy when I got it. But back to the thing you asked about acting with plain air or acting with an animation. That was weird, obviously. Not having like someone to look in the eyes and interact with in that sense. But I was really lucky because we had this spy earpiece, like... I have a hidden AirPod inside my ear. So, and there was a really great actor in the same house we were shooting at, which played with me during those scenes. So I had like Ninja Baby in my head. so that helped a lot. If not, it would have been really, really difficult, I think. Yeah.
Grazie. Thank you so much, Ingrid and Christine, for being with us and with me.
And we've been talking to Ingrid Beth Licke and Christine Thorpe, director and actress of Ninja Baby, screening at the Berlinale 71st edition in the Generation section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.